Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix.
To beat Migs. I know David from Allen is. David, are you there? Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, David has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
What is the nickname for Washington State?
The Evergreen State.
Correct. The MasterCard logo are interlocking circles that are red and what other color?
Gold?
No.
Yellow?
Yes. What band released the early 80s album titled Fair Warning?
Van Halen.
Correct. The 3 water signs in astrology are Cancer, Scorpio, and what?
Aquarius?
No.
Sagittarius?
No. Who played the title character in the 90s sitcom Doogie Howser?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Correct. Alphabetically, Alabama is the first state, but what is the second?
Alaska?
Yes. What NFL team is often referred to as America's team?
Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. What European country is the world's largest producer of tulips?
Holland?
No. David, you got 6 correct, though. Okay, not bad. Not amazing, but...
It's Monday.
Exactly. It's Monday, so Steve's probably slow. He's probably not fully here. Still thinking about his weekend. Steve, are you ready?
I'm not here, and I'm thinking about my weekend. It's so crazy.
Good.
Yes!
What is the nickname for Washington State?
The Evergreen State.
Correct. The MasterCard logo are interlocking circles that are red and what other color?
Red and yellow.
Correct. What band released the early 80s album titled Fair Warning?
Oh, I just played his voice, Van Halen.
Yes. The 3 water signs in astrology are Cancer, Scorpio, and what?
Pisces.
Yes. Who played the title character in the 90s sitcom Doogie Howser?
Oh, NPH, baby. Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. Alphabetically, Alabama is the first state, but what is the second?
Alabama?
No.
Wait, that's what you said.
Alabama is the first state, but what is the second?
Arkansas?
No.
Alaska?
There we go. What NFL team is often referred to as America's team?
Seattle Seahawks. No. Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. What European country is the world's largest producer of tulips?
Germany?
No.
Italy?
No.
France?
No. Which marsupial can't walk backwards?
Penguins.
No. Is that marsupial?
I don't know.
Well, not at all.
It just looked like something that wouldn't walk backwards.
Steve, it doesn't matter because you got 7 correct, which is a win.
Yes.
7-6.
Wait, I have a question.
Oh.
Don't hang up yet, David. Is the answer to the tulips question the Netherlands?
Yes.
Because Holland is technically, I think that's like the former nickname or what, I don't know what the right term is, right? So I am calling for a tie. I'm personally calling for a tie.
Oh.
Oh, I already played the song. It's too late.
Hallelujah.
I mean, David, I don't know if I'm the boss here.
So is it the European country just has 2 different names?
Well, I think it used to be called Holland and now it's the Netherlands or something like that?
Yeah, I know that the government changed. So I think the names they still consider it Holland, but it's,
it says North Holland and South Holland are actually just 2 of the 12 provinces of the Netherlands.
I mean, I would kind of take it.
I mean, yeah, sure.
I don't know. This seems I don't hear any confidence in any of you. And I'm not ready to relinquish my victory with this wishy-washy type attitude.
I'm ready to. David, thank you for dropping knowledge and history on us. It is now a tie, David, 7-7.
David's a good guy. I'm going to say tie for that sake, but not because of Taryn and her authoritative tone. Is it, I think? I don't know if I'm the boss here, but...
Also, like,
okay, man.
It's very confusing. I still don't get it after him explaining it, but.
Oh, someone just wrote in all caps, so you know it's true. Holland and the Netherlands are the same country. Duh! Boom. I'll believe that person because at least they said it with their chest via text.
Screaming at us.
Yes.
Well, I'm down because I always want either you to lose or a tie, so. Congratulations on tying, David.
The NFL draft wrapped up over the weekend, and the Seahawks got some high grades for what they did in the draft. And we will catch up with our bud, former Seahawks tight end Luke Wilson, after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, it's crazy to think that football is going to be back in less than 4 months.
Yes.
And the draft was over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
There is promise. It's a new era for our Seattle Seahawks. And who better to chat with about that promise and that hope than our friend Luke Wilson. Good morning, Luke.
How are we doing?
Doing great, my man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm heading back out to the Pacific Northwest today. I was back in my hometown for a week, see the family. It was a nice ordeal.
Hey, so I saw something, and I heard the podcast. It sounds like you're going to be taking over KJ Wright's old podcast with KJ All Day, and now it's going to be Luke's show.
Yeah, that was the plan, and there's been a little bit of drama, not
between
me and KJ, but we're obviously boys, but just kind of figuring out some logistics, but I'm working on some Migs. It should be coming, I'm hoping about the next month or so I'll hit the ground really running pretty well here.
Okay, yeah, whatever you got going on, you're always coming on our show, get the word out about whatever your podcast, whatever show that you're doing, because we want to get the word out for Luke Wilson, that's for sure.
I appreciate that.
Luke, I have a question for you. So obviously the draft happened, and the main player that I would like to talk about, and you actually tweeted at him on your social media, is the tight end by the name of A.J. Barner. And I wanted to play the audio of the team calling AJ for you, and then I had a question for you as well. So this is when the team called AJ to let him know that they were going to draft him, I think, in the 4th round with their pick with the Seattle Seahawks.
AJ, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, man. I'm a lot better now, buddy. A lot better now.
Yes, sir. Me too. You guys just got to steal. I waited a long time, but I'm ready to go. You guys just got to steal. I'm going to do everything I can to bring the team the championship, and I want to be one of the best tight ends in the league. I'm not going to settle until I do that.
Believe that. I love the vision. We're going to chase with everything we got. All right, buddy?
Yes, sir. Let's
all right, man. Hey, here's Coach Mack.
Hey, Jay.
Hello.
What's good, yes, man? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Man, a lot better now that you're a Seahawk, man.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
I want to be coached hard, Coach. Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the plan.
I love that part. I want to be coached hard, Coach. Let's make it happen.
Yes.
I feel like tight ends are very unique, and they've got, like, their own vibe to them, like very fun-loving, like you and of course, Gronkowski, and, we had Jimmy Graham as well, and now you hear some of the stuff that this A.J. Barner guy as well. Like, there just seems like a type of person that becomes a tight end. Would you agree?
I would agree with that. I think, I know he plays for the enemy, but you got to throw Kittle in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think part of the reason is, you know, in that locker room, a lot of times you hang around with your position group, I mean, the most, let's put it that way. And the tight ends, we kind of float around a bit. Like, you got to be in touch with the quarterback, but you also got to be, you know, your extension of the offensive line. So you got to be a bit of, you know, all the different personalities, if you will, which creates a bit of a strange ordeal, like myself. That's what I would probably attribute that to.
I feel like the tight ends are almost like the goalies of the NFL in a sense, like unique group. They got a fun sense of humor and they're just a little out there.
I would say it's a very fair comparison.
We are chatting with Seahawks alum Luke Wilson. Luke, as the draft was going on these past couple of days, can you take us back to when you were first coming up and how magical those phone calls are and how life-changing that experience is for these young guys?
So I'm going to be completely honest, and you heard AJ there. If you're not like a top 15 pick, the vast majority of the draft is absolutely awful. It just straight up stinks. Okay, it's like some of the longest minutes. I'm just being honest. Oh. And you heard him say it when he's like, man, I've been waiting a long time.
Yeah.
I don't want to, whatever the quote was. So like, and you don't realize this until you're in it. But like every year I'm in college, I'm playing football. It's like, oh, it's the NFL draft, you know, turn it on. You're sitting around with your buddies. Maybe you're at some sports bar. You're chopping it up. Like, oh, the pick is in. Oh, you know this guy. You don't. Who is he? Well, when you're hoping it's you, those like 5 minutes until the next selection, you're just death gripping your phone. Like, dude, is my phone going to ring? Is my phone going to ring? Like, what's going on? And then, of course, the vast majority of us watch it with friends or family. And then to make things even more strange is, like, I remember my year, I thought for sure Miami or Houston were going to draft me.
Okay.
And Miami comes up, and I'm like, oh, and I'm like tapping my buddies, like, hey, this is about the time I thought I'd go. Like, Miami's, you know, up on the clock. Goodell steps on the stage and goes, the Miami Dolphins select tight end, Michigan State. I think it was Deion Sims. And it's just like, what? Like, I've talked to this coach like 10 times. You know, like, they went with that guy. And so it just gets weird. And then you're starting thinking, you're like, man, like, what happens if you don't get picked? Or, like, how far am I going to slide back here? And blah, 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 blah. So it's like this miserable gong show until you get the call. You know, and I remember when John called me, and it just, nothing in my life seemed to have flipped as quick as, well, there is one other thing, but in a different direction. I'm not going to get into it. I'm sure you guys can remember. But nothing has ever flipped this, like, suddenly, where you're, like, miserable. Like, man, these guys drafted this guy. I'm in the fifth round now. This is taking forever. And then all of a sudden, it's like, boom, phone call, pure jubilation. We got a flight out to Seattle in 1 week, and you're on the Seattle Seahawks. So, again, it's a bit of a weird ordeal and a little stressful until you actually get the phone call.
Here's a weird question for you then, because sometimes you see like the players and like within seconds they're rocking that team's hat. Do you have like in your closet every team's hat ready to grab just depending on which team picks you?
So I did not. You're going to laugh at this. I think it depends. I think now with social media, I mean, I got drafted 11 years ago. So obviously there was social media, but probably not the same as it is today. But I remember like I'm sitting in my basement in LaSalle, Ontario. Get the phone call. The one thing I will say is I had gotten the phone call before, like, the pick before me had even been announced on television. So it was like, man, like, it's just a, you know, on the clock, the Seahawks, and, like, the clock is pretty delayed, if you will. But I remember, like, the next day, the kind of local papers were like, does he have any Seahawks stuff? And I'm like, no, and, like, my mom's looking at the local sports stores to, like, get a T-shirt.
Did she find one?
I mean, yeah, and of course, they come in. I got drafted on Saturday, and, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. 23 years old, I'm in my hometown. Me and all my best friends in my childhood went out and had quite a few alcoholic beverages.
Oh, I bet.
You know, and it's like, I got the Windsor Star there, and I'm wearing a Seahawks tee from the Sporting Good, and I'm completely hungover and can barely open my eyes. And the things follow me around forever.
How would you feel? Did you feel like the Seahawks did a good job with the draft? I don't know how much you could watch since you're hanging out with some family over the weekend.
Yeah, no, I did. I liked their picks. Especially, like, you talk about AJ. Obviously, they got the guy from Texas in the first round. We got an offensive guard later. I think they've done a great job. And the one thing I like about this AJ kid, I don't know him, but he's going to know Mike McDonald from Michigan. He's going to kind of know what Mike McDonald's culture is like, which is a big ordeal. And he just comes off a national championship. So my thing, you get a guy like that, you know, in the mid rounds, if he can, you know, he's not obviously going to come in and be a veteran leader, but for that younger group, if he can kind of understand the standard that Mike McDonald's looking for, it's a really, really important ordeal off the field.
And I also love, I can't remember which player it was that got drafted, but I saw him tweeting. He's like, dude, my phone, I have bad service. Apparently, he didn't even get the phone call because his phone, it kept going like straight to voicemail because he was in an area where they didn't have the best service and everyone's giving a hard time on social media. It's like, dude, why wouldn't you make sure that you're somewhere where you have good cell service if you're going to be expecting a phone call from an NFL team?
I mean, that's, it's like you said, Migs, it's ridiculous. Like, again, 11 years ago, I remember guys calling me 3-4 days out, being like, hey, is this Luke? Like, yeah. Hey, it's so-and-so at the Raiders. We're just verifying all the cell phone numbers. Make sure this is the one you want to be called on
draft day.
And, of course, you're like, yeah, this is the one. And you, like, hang the phone up. You call your agent. You're like, tell everyone the Raiders answer my phone number. You know, trying to get your draft stock higher. It's ridiculous.
Luke Wilson, it's always great hearing from you. And definitely keep us posted on what's going to be happening with you in the future with a podcast or a show or anything along those lines.
I appreciate that, Migs, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Luke.
Motley Crue are back, Rockaholics. They've got a new song, Dogs of War, and we will be chatting with Vince Neil and Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rockaholics, if you don't mind traveling back in time with me for a moment. On Friday, we had the Odyssey world premiere of the new Motley Crue song, Dogs of War.
So good.
It totally rocks. And what rocks even harder is the fact that we are talking with Vince Neil and Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue. Good morning.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
What's happening? It is morning.
Very early. Early. Too early.
Congratulations on the song. Our listeners have been loving it. We've been loving it. And the music video, it's really freaking weird, but in an awesome way. Can we talk about the video?
Oh my God, the video was so fun. Yeah.
Well, watching the video, you can see that you can't kill Motley Crue.
Yes,
indeed.
Just keep coming back.
The I think one of the funnest parts of the video for me is at the end of the video, after so many attempts from so many people to kill Motley Crue, which kind of is like in parallel with our career and stuff, people always like talking about ripping us down, whatever. And we just keep going, you know, because we love what we do. at the end, when we finally do die, they take our urns to the record company and they realize that when Motley Crue's dead, they're going to stop making money. So they snort our ashes and we're back.
So when it comes to conceptualizing a music video like that, whose idea is something that massive and so obscure and crazy?
Tommy showed us a video that a friend of his did that just basically took pictures on an iPhone and then with CGI somehow made this crazy environment. Tommy was playing drums. And we were like, wow, that's a great environment for this new Dogs of War thing. And his name's Dick DeMore, and he's super talented. And he came, they got us in Europe. They took all the photos.
We're in London.
It was in London. All these photos of us with an iPhone, sent it all back to him. And they started just putting it together and would send through little ideas here. But basically that whole weirdness, that's all in his head. He did it.
So I know, obviously, this is a brand new iteration of Motley Crue. And they say that when you lose one sense, the other senses get stronger. So can you guys kind of compare that to losing a co-founder of the band and now this new chapter? Have you guys as band members become stronger through this?
Yeah, I think after we got, together for the stadium tour, felt like we were just in such a good place. We were celebrating the band's career. There was some separate issues around, Mick. And when he decided to leave, we were put in a really bad position. We got a big deal with Live Nation. We got our partners at Def Leppard. We got our fans. We finally came out. Yeah. We're supposed to fold now. And we had to talk about it. And we either worked with, knew, or knew of John. I've personally known John for over 15 years and worked with him a lot. So it's kind of, we just like sit down and talked about it. We're like, what do you want to do? Do you want to quit? No. Well, we got to get a new guitar player, John Five. And it was like, bam, it was perfect.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah.
And who can shred on guitar. I mean, he's really amazing. When he does the solos on stage, I usually go in the back and sit down and get some water, rest a little bit, while he's doing a solo. But now I go out and watch him because I was like, he's mesmerizing to watch.
It's crazy as a fan. And I remember when all this was happening, you're just like, I just can't picture Motley Crue without the four. And then when the word came out, it was John Five. I'm like, well, yeah, I could picture them with John Five. And then you see the video of him playing to your guys' songs. I'm like, you could not find a more perfect person. And I was like, well, is it just me? And then you go on social media and you see so many people like me are just like, crap, I did not even think of John Five. But John Five with Motley Crue is such an awesome vibe.
Yeah. And like, we're proud of our past. We're proud of our legacy and the music that we've done. And, moving forward now, it's like, it's still Motley Crue. We're just still creating.
We're talking with Motley Crue on the heels of the release of the new album, Dogs of War. So Nikki Sixx, Roosevelt High School, we're here in Seattle. I know that's a bit of a rock and roll high school. Sir Mix-a-Lot went there. I think Duff, Mike McCready. I mean, what is it like having that kind of legacy, I guess, at a high school?
I didn't know that because I left Seattle in about 76 or so and went back to Idaho to work on a farm to afford a guitar to come to L.A. So when I left, there was really no legacy thing happening. It was just, when you're in high school, it's the last place you want to be.
Yeah.
But, I met some great friends there that were musicians. A guy out of Seattle named Rick Van Zant, who is now, I believe, with Metal Church. Mm-hmm. But Rick, I'd go to Rick's house and they'd have band rehearsal in his parents' basement. Seattle has a lot of basements, right? And I was like, blew my mind because I was in love with music. It was really because of Seattle that I got the bug to, want to do this or take a shot at it.
We're talking with the members of Motley Crue, Vince Neil, Nikki Sixx, and the song Dogs of War, which we've been playing on KSW. Can you give us a little backstory behind the song itself? Because the video's trippy. I'd love to just get your feedback on when you guys were writing it and as far as how you felt once it was done. You're like, oh, yeah, we gotta let the world hear this song.
Well, the riff, we were just writing some music and the riff came out. I went home and was watching A Handmaid's Tale. And there's a Latin saying in one of the episodes says in Latin, don't let the bastards grind you down. It's a real famous Latin saying. And it really resonated with me as a Motley Crue statement. Mm-hmm. And I wrote actually the lyrics and the idea and took it to the studio and didn't really know if it would fit or not. And everyone was like, wow, this is like kind of it glued together really nice. And that's how that whole thing started. Yeah.
We're talking with Nikki Sixx and Vince Neil, Motley Crue. And I think we should play the new song. If you guys don't mind just sitting through it and hearing your song.
Thank you.
It's called Dogs of War and we love it.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you're just joining us this morning, we are being treated to Tales of Motley Crue with Vince Neil and Nikki Sixx.
The brand new song is called Dogs of War, and we've got Vince Neil and Nikki Sixx on with us.
So I know that over the years, you both have probably collected all sorts of cool memorabilia from the world of rock or otherwise. Vince Neil, I wanted to ask you about the Stanley Cup ring from the Vegas Golden Knights. We're still learning how to be a hockey town here in Seattle, so tell us about that.
Wearing it right now. Yeah. Is that the one that it screws up and the arena's in the inside?
Dude, he showed me that. Blew my mind.
Oh, what my the heck? God.
There's a stadium, and this is the, you can wear this as a pendant.
Holy smokes.
Which I actually need to put that pin over this.
Is that the coolest piece of memorabilia you own? Because I feel like it's got to be way up there.
Yeah, it's a player's ring. They gave it to me, and I thought it was pretty cool. You know, it's pretty heavy though.
It's unbelievably heavy.
Yeah,
don't hit me with that.
I love that you're wearing it right now. That just made my whole day.
It's hockey season.
Yeah. Well, not for us here in Seattle anymore. The Kraken are not in the playoffs, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. And Nikki Sixx, I know that you had a daughter back in 2019. That's the same year that we had babies. So our
not
kids,
together.
Not together.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Not together. You guys can't be making babies doing a show together.
No, that'd be a terrible idea.
We have 4-year-olds at home, and I was just wondering what music is your 4-year-old asking you to listen to? Because we've been in phases with like Casper Baby Pants and things of that nature. So I was just wondering what your 4-year-old's rocking out to.
You guys stepped up to Paw Patrol yet?
Oh yeah.
The time.
We're a rubble household.
Vince is leaving the interview.
Yeah, it's like you guys are losers.
Yeah. You know what? It's the greatest things. I have 4 older kids, and I never really expected to be a parent again. And we made that decision, and it's just been a really amazing, amazing time for me. I'm really enjoying it. And she comes on the road, and when Vince gets around, what's she do to you, Vince?
She goes, and it freezes me.
She's Elsa.
And then I gotta stay like that until she lets me unfreeze.
And Vince is like, this is definitely Nikki's daughter, because she freezes him and then leaves. And like 20 minutes later, Vince is like,
what are you gonna, my daughter does that to me too. She's like, freeze, same thing, Elsa. And I'm like, at what point can I unfreeze? I got things to do.
Small suggestion.
Do that to her. Freeze her. Just stop talking.
I wish it worked that easy.
Small suggestion. Could we get a Motley Crue cover of Let It Go?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
For all the parents. Speaking of covers, I saw in an interview you guys covered the Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right when you recorded this as well. Are we going to see that out there anytime soon?
We added that song to the show how long ago? 9 months ago?
About 9 months ago.
Yeah. So we've been playing it live. We'll probably release it at some point. Great version. Yeah. Real kind of punk rock, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because everybody loves that song. Everybody sings the song. So when you're like, fight for your right, it's a party.
Yeah.
It's a great live song.
Yeah.
And I had a silly question to ask you guys because my very first concert ever was in the Meadowlands in New Jersey. I went with my buddy Tom from high school, and we went and saw a Motley Crue Dr. Feelgood tour, and my mind was blown. At one point, Tommy Lee's hanging up above us wearing not so much, dropping drumsticks on the crowd. But still to this day, that's one of those concerts I'll always look back and it just triggers such great memories. For you guys, do you remember that first concert and any favorite memories from that concert?
Our first concert?
First concert
that we went to?
Yeah, not like as Motley Crue, but as just a guy going to a concert.
Wow.
I remember mine. It was in Seattle, actually. I slept outside the Paramount Theater with my friends to see Queen, Kansas, and Rush.
What?
And then another one I saw, Kiss open for Sapway Brown. Yeah. Damn. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I saw Leonard Skinner and Van Halen open for him.
Oh, man. That was a great
show.
Yeah,
with Foreigner.
With Foreigner. Wow, what a show.
Yeah, it was Anaheim Stadium.
Yep, Anaheim Stadium. They had those killer shows.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Awesome, you guys. Thank you so much. This has just been what a treat, talking with Vince Neil, talking with Nikki Six this morning.
Where else are we going to talk about Paw Patrol, Stanley Cup rings?
It's been amazing.
And congratulations. Congratulations on getting this new song out there. We're so excited about this next iteration of the band, and what we've heard so far has blown our minds and the minds of our listeners as well.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Rockaholics, we know that at some point you have gotten into trouble for something so beyond stupid, something that you'll never forget. Call us up now as we want to hear that story. Plus, your story will give you a chance at winning tickets to see the Rolling Stones at Lumen Field. Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.